The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Excited about maybe you've got a new job. How many people have new jobs starting today? Raise your hands, please. Look at all those people out there, Kenny.
Wow.
We're starting a new job today. This time of the year is traditionally when a lot of radio stations make changes. There are two times, beginning of September right after Labor Day and the beginning of the new year after New Year's. Radio changes a lot, so you'll hear a lot of different stations doing a lot of different things today, perhaps in your market, wherever you may be. I'm here. Kenny's here. Jennifer's not here. Kara's here. We're ready to work on what happened yesterday, what's going on today, what may be happening tomorrow. Speaking of work, President Obama marked Labor Day by announcing an executive order that extends the right to get sick pay to hundreds of thousands of American workers, 300 and some odd thousand American workers, who work for companies who do business with the feds. How about that? Sick pay all around. I'll drink to that. Matter of fact, I'll get drunk tonight. I have a sick day tomorrow. I don't have to show up for work. How about that? How much of this is abused? Those of you who run companies, 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. How many of you who run businesses feel like if you have this sort of opportunity, you have this built into whatever your agreements are with your employees, that it's abused? I'll bet you one out of every two employers thinks that employees abuse it. Ken, you ever worked anywhere that had sick days? You were paid for sick days, sick time?
Yeah.
And did you use it? Did it build up, accrue, or did you just let it go because you didn't need it?
I don't think it built up. I hardly ever used it, but there were a couple times I did.
Yeah. Up to 7 days, pick your poison, literally and figuratively, 7 days a year. So is it a good thing? Yeah, I suppose it's a good thing if you can figure out how to pay for it. And it's so easy in this circumstance because the taxpayers pay for it. That may be the criticism. It may be that the good is union leaders can say to their union employees, look what we got for you. Vote union. Rah, rah, union. Get those unions in. And because the federal government already, if I'm not mistaken, requires that all of the jobs that are bid for federal contracts have to be union, right? Isn't that the federal law? I think it's it may be state law, too, in many states as well. So how do you feel about that? And again, if you're an employer, you have a different look at it. People who are employees say, well, the job is a tough job, and I need to be able to, if I get a cold or I get some worker-related problem, whatever. I suppose, but productivity, it would seem to me, this might take its toll on some form of productivity. Every year, there is a study done of how productive American workers are. And depending on who the competition is, in Western Europe, we beat them. In Asia, we don't. Where French work, what is it, 35 hours a week? That's a federal law, I think. The Spanish, well, in Spain, it's a very, very unionized world that those people live in. It's almost socialistic. Well, it probably is socialistic. Maybe almost communistic in Spain. Nothing runs well. Nothing looks... It's a nice country, but there's too much control, centralized control, you know what I mean? Productivity goes down the drain. Anyway, I don't want to overcook this, but it just seems to me that it's interesting that some 300 and some odd thousand low-paid workers will now have the right to sick pay. Using that number to handle something else that's going on, there are approximately 340,000 migrants in various countries in Europe today that were not there a week ago. Germany, Britain, France are committing to take in tens of thousands of these refugees. How does this affect us? I'm not sure it does immediately. What it does do is give us a comparative. Yes, the British, the French, the Germans announcing measures to take in more of these people who are seeking asylum. Denmark, however, has made it clear migrants are not welcome. At first, Germany said migrants not welcome, but then they figured out a system to control it. The police in Denmark closed the highway. Government placed ads in newspapers, the Lebanese newspapers, because most of them that were trying to get into Denmark were from Lebanon, saying, don't come here, we will send you away. So where are they coming from? Syria, Afghanistan, Iraq, all of the places where the war is raging, or has been. Syria, we all know what's going on there, civil war first, and then the ISIS treatment. Afghanistan, the United States, still there. For what reason, nobody knows. Iraq, we didn't do a good job of filling the vacuum of the void after Saddam Hussein. We didn't do a good job of understanding what the tradition and the hope was for the Sikhs and the Kurds and the Shiites. We have fallen into that play, that zone, where we show the ignorance that the West has shown in divvying up so many different places. The British, the French to a lesser extent, the Dutch were big conquerors, for sure. Germans didn't do too much of it either. They didn't love it. But the British Empire, or the Brits, were probably the worst when it came to chopping up Africa, chopping up the Middle East, chopping up Asia. The Brits have done a horrible job in destroying the culture and fabric of much of the world. So, anyway, you can agree or disagree with that statement. It's up to you. I'm telling you from my history. That's not my history, it's the history of the world. The British did severe damage to the world. Severe damage to the world. Brian, where are you?
Yeah, I'm in Paragould, Arkansas.
Oh, hi.
I'm delivering newspapers right now, actually.
What's on your mind?
All right, you were talking about the whole thing with Obama and his little another executive order dog and pony show there, you know?
I didn't refer to it as a dog and pony show.
His pen and his phone. Yeah.
How does it affect you, Brian?
Well, it maybe it doesn't necessarily affect me, but as far as I understand it, in fact, I was delivered newspapers to a building, which is a municipally owned building where elderly and other handicapped people live, and there's a sign on there that says that you have to pay, people who work in the companies that come in to do service or something, they have to pay
the
prevailing wage. It's called prevailing wage.
Right.
And that effectively means something akin to a union wage. I mean, you can't pay the minimum wage. You have to pay somewhat more.
So, again, I get back around to how this impacts you.
Well, it actually impacts everybody because it raises everybody's cost of having government contracts done.
Right. But there's not a direct impact on you one way or another. Besides delivering papers, what else do you do?
Well, that's all I'm doing right now. I would like to have a regular job during the daytime hours.
What has happened to those efforts?
I'm working on it. It's slow, but I'm working on it.
Mm-hmm. Is that where you are? Is it economically healthy, the condition?
Yeah, it's reasonably economically healthy here. But, this is a very, one nice thing is I used to live in Connecticut where it was very expensive, and I live here now along with my brother because it's very inexpensive to live here.
Mm-hmm. But why do you think you haven't been able to find a job?
Well, it's because I have to devote a lot of time to do the job I have right now, and it's a lot of hours. You have to do a lot of hours every night, and 7 days a week, and sometimes you're exhausted, and you just have to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Well, very complicated.
I hope that you do something that turns things around so that it's a better situation for you. 16 past the hour. Here's something that's better for you. The situation that you've heard me talk about a lot probably over the last, what, year or two, 3 years? I don't know how long we've been talking about it. Gen yourself. You may say you've heard it all. Well, if you've heard it all, are you taking advantage of the opportunity to make yourself look better and feel better? The GenuCell way of doing that, dealing with bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes, and now the treatment for the dark circles under your eyes all together, two different products, one price. GenuCell for the bags, puffiness, and lines around your eyes, guaranteed to work starting in 12 hours, or your money back. And now the new Platinum Dark Circle treatment. If you've had a long weekend and you're going back to work today and you're feeling, ooh, not only do you feel, ooh, you look, ooh, this is a powerful all-natural treatment that precisely targets the bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes, and the dark circles. Two products for the price of one, it'll get rid of them or your money back. That's the guarantee. And you gotta look, if I've been talking about this for a number of years, then you know the product has to work, otherwise they wouldn't be in business. 800-543-9260. How about a resolution of sorts? How about right now you think about making yourself look better as you go into fall? Maybe you're trying, like that gentleman, to find a better job. Maybe he's probably tired. If he's out 10, 12 hours a night, he's not getting enough sleep. I bet he's got bags and puffy looks under his eyes. Maybe when he goes and looks for a job, he doesn't look his best, and therefore he doesn't get hired. Look your best. Feel your best. Even if you aren't really at your best, you can sure wow them and fool them. 800-543-9262. Get that new job. 800-543-9262. Get to work making yourself look better, more presentable, and therefore working your way into a better job. It happens. People judge you by the way you look. You know that. 800-543-9262.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary. Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/rate. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/rate. That's Prosper.com/rate.
There are two types of water heaters, thankless and tankless. The thankless kind work like this.
Mom, I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
Whoa, hold off on that. I'm hopping in the shower.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher?
This is not a good time to turn on the dishwasher.
Renai's tankless water heaters, on the other hand, work this way.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
No problem. I'm hopping in the shower.
Renai's innovative tankless water heaters provide an endless supply of hot water whenever you need it, even for multiple tasks at the same time. Plus, they feature a space-saving design and ultra-efficient performance for monthly energy savings. So enjoy hot water that's always ready when you are.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher? Go for it.
And never discourage your children from washing dishes again. Renai tankless water heaters, the hot way to heat water. Learn more about Renai's industry-leading products at www.renai.us. That's RINNAI.US.
has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Date in history. Go back to September the 8th, 1892, the Pledge of Allegiance to the United States, written by a former Baptist preacher named Francis Bellamy. It took Mr. Bellamy 3 hours to write the 23 words in honor of the 400th anniversary of Columbus discovering America, which he didn't really do. But that's okay. Amerigo Vespucci discovered America. Therefore, it's called America, not Columbia. Duh. However, history has played with that. But the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all, has a lot of important words that mean a lot to a lot of people. Unfortunately, it doesn't seem to ring true for many today, for obvious reasons, but the pledge is kind of a cool thing. Think about the words, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. The flag stands for the Republic. Isn't it? I mean, think about that. I don't want to get stuck there, but it's kind of a cool combination of words. On this date in 1900, Galveston, Texas, struck by the worst hurricane, the deadliest disaster in American history. Can you imagine, if you know Galveston, ever driven through Galveston, Kenny?
I have not.
All right, it's sea level. The city of Galveston, Corpus Christi, all those areas down there are all right. They're on the same level as the sea is. So you can imagine what 24-foot waves did and 160-mile-an-hour winds did to that area. 6,000 people killed in a day because they all drowned. 18 hours of 24-foot waves and 160-mile-an-hour winds. The island that was Galveston, connected to the mainland by that causeway, was rebuilt. And even now, it's 15 feet above the watermark, but it's still, you drive down that area, you want to just keep going. You hope that there's no really bad storm. The storms this season are supposed to, the studies suggest that we'll have a few hurricanes, but nothing serious this year. I guess that's the good news. Scotch cellophane tape developed by Richard Drew
and sold on this date in 1930. For your listening and dancing pleasure. On this date, 1945, a bus equipped with a two-way radio put into service for the first time. How about that? All right, so here's our historical question for the day. Everybody ready? Your
ready.
Chance to win Cedarside Original 100% Organic Bug Spray, a big sample pack of that material, will be yours when you call 888-302-3684 and tell us who wrote The Old Man and the Sea, first published on this date, 1952. September 8th, 1952, this novel, The Old Man and the Sea, was first published. Who wrote this book? You got 60 seconds or so to figure it out. 888-302-3684. In other words, the question is, how well do you remember, perhaps, I'm going to guess this, a college book? I think that's when I read it. Kind of like Caulfield's The Catcher in the Rye, one of those books that we all had to read in English when we were in college. All right, so The Old Man of the Sea, first published this date, 1952. Who wrote it? You know the answer? You get some Cedarside organic bug spray. 888-302-3684. Let's see what else happened on this date in history. The President of the United States, Gerald Ford, granted a full, free, and absolute pardon to Richard Nixon. How about that? Remember that, what happened? Huh? Don't you remember? Yeah. All right, Dean, who wrote The Old Man and the Sea?
That was Hemingway.
Ernest Hemingway, you get the prize here. You are correct. Thank you. 28 past the hour.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green, today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Bob Schrum of MSNBC. Coming right up, Donald Trump keeps daily insulting Jeb Bush, personally and politically. Should and how can Jeb Bush respond?
Welcome back to the Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for the couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action. Look how he makes eye contact with this person. That's actually known as the treat stand.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance of coming with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Rich Lowry and Bob Schrum. Donald Trump is sort of the insult candidate, and his biggest target is Jeb Bush. So what do you do if you're Bush? Ignore him, respond thoughtfully, or punch back?
As with regards to Bush, it's a ticklish problem because I don't think there's really any benefit to taking on Trump at the moment when Trump is probably at the height of his appeal. And of course, there's not one thing that Jeb Bush is going to say at this moment that's going to prompt a Trump supporter to drop Trump. But I guess if Trump is constantly gleefully beating on you, you have to respond.
I think Trump is unlikely to be the nominee, but I think he has a chance. He's totally undisciplined. But Rich is also right. I look at Bush now, and boy, do I wish he'd been elected governor of Florida in 1994 and that Gore had been able to run against him. It turns out George W. Bush is a lot better on the stump and a lot better candidate than Jeb is. Right now, Jeb Bush is boring. He's pedantic. On Iraq, he's trapped waist deep in the Tigris River.
That was your Both Sides Minute. Today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and author speechwriter Bob Schrum of MSNBC.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen on the air. Jennifer is stuck, literally, at her. We all have day jobs here. And so, well, Kenny doesn't. Kenny has. Well, you have
this
jobs.
This is
your day job. But you have other things that you do. You create great things on the web, right?
I do. I do some social media for some people, and I have a Christmas station that's online every year. That
and it
I'll
must be
gearing up.
I was going to say, time to get ready for Christmas music!
You bet.
Good God. September 8th is upon us. Whew. Where has the time gone? Where has the year gone? People saying, where's my life going? Well, take stock and do a good job with your life. Speaking of stock, Dr. Jack Stockwell will join us in 4 or 5 minutes with a study of hospital costs, and you'll find intriguing, plus other things that are going on in the world of medicine. In our world, the trending items at DougSteffen.com today, that is the items that Kenny has researched from all the various news sources, these are the most important, most frequently cited as important to people. Kim Davis, the lady who is in jail because she will not give marriage licenses to people who are gay because against her religious convictions. We've all heard about her. Kentucky governor now involved in the act. She's asking him, or the lawyers are asking, to free her. And I guess the argument is that her religious convictions do not allow her to sanction same-sex unions, so her name should be removed and title should be removed from the marriage license. Does that make them null and void, though, Kenny? I don't put
I think so. Before she went to jail, she was not only was she denying them, but she wouldn't let anybody else in her office give out the licenses either.
But now that she's in jail, the five other clerks in there have been giving out those licenses. I mean, it's not like, by the way, it's not like there are hundreds of people lining up to get these licenses. I think so far, four couples have gone in to ask for marriage licenses. This is not like there were thousands of people being denied. Not that it's right, because it isn't. The law says give her or him or whoever it is, two women, two men, give them a marriage certificate. And it brings it back around the folly of why the government's involved in this at all.
Why does the government have to be? And you want to get married? Go get married. You don't want to be married by a justice of the peace or by a minister? Go get married. Have your sister say, I now pronounce you man and man, or wife and wife, or hulu, whatever it is. Tell the government to go get lost. I wouldn't be involved in that sort of thing again. All right, anyway, that's one of the things trending at DougStephan.com. The military has selected an interesting charge in the Bo Bergdahl case. What is that, Kenny? How's that stretching?
Well, everybody thought that they would charge him with desertion, which right. I believe they're going to do.
Mm.
But they also reached back to something that hasn't really been used since World War II.
World War II, yeah.
It's misbehavior before the enemy.
I took my pants off before I went to war.
Well, this could put him in jail for life.
Yeah, that's what they want to do.
Charge.
They want to do that.
They're saying that him leaving
his post
put the troops that he left behind one man short, plus put them in danger when they went out to look for him.
Kind of, you can understand that reasoning, can't you?
I understand that.
Yeah, I don't know. It's frustrating because here's a guy that volunteered. Somebody didn't pick up that he wasn't adjusted well and ought not to have been taken in the first place. That does not. I don't want to hear somebody come back and say, look, Stephan said he thought it was okay. Nope. You're not going to hear that from me. It doesn't excuse his behavior, but he ought not to have been there in the first place. He wasn't suited to be a soldier. Obviously, he was mentally deficient. Unless you are sure you're sending somebody in harm's way that is completely okay with being there, you shouldn't be sending him. Am I wrong or not?
No, I think you're right.
He agreed to go, but why? Who knows? But he ought not to. It would seem to me we spend enough money. Think about it this way. Here we have a circumstance that's costing the United States government millions of dollars to prosecute. If somebody, some shrink, there's got to be some shrinkage somewhere in the Army in the recruitment facility looking at the psychological profiles of these people. If you looked at the psychological profile of this guy, you go, no, don't put him there. Nobody did that. So we send this guy in. He's not suited for service. He's afraid of his own shadow. So he, I was going to say chickens out. That's kind of, that's not fair. But he leaves, runs away, AWOL. And then, yeah, he does endanger the guys that are out looking for him. Of course he has. What I'm trying to get to is the folly of how they do this. We spend all this money recruiting people. Why in the name of heaven aren't they given complete, thorough, from A to Z psychological tests before you put them out there in harm's way, unless you just want to use them as cannon fodder and have them shot up anyway? Think about it. Think it through. And tell me that I'm wrong, because it'll be hard for you to tell me I'm wrong.
Well, we don't do that when we send them where we're going to send them, and then we do even worse when they come back.
Right. But this case is going to cost you and me millions and millions and millions of dollars to prosecute. You think that some high-profile lawyer isn't going to take this and run with it to keep him from going to jail? So you can say all you want. Yeah, the guy deserves a jail. He deserves to go to jail. He's a coward and a cheater and he's a chicken and whatever. Okay, all of those things may be blunt, bold, and accurate. However, it still does not excuse the fact that we have at our disposal the ability to thoroughly check out these men and women before they're put in harm's way. You think those two women 3 weeks ago who became SEALs, you don't think that they've looked at every inch of their lives? Every single thing that they've done since they were in kindergarten before they put them out there in the spotlight. Well, why are we doing that with everybody? Because they are, in essence, in the spotlight. Look at Bergdahl. He's in the spotlight. negative spotlight, dark light, but he's there. So the simplistic of amongst us who would say, ah, oh, this guy's an AWOL chicken, put him away for life, throw the book at him, that doesn't serve a damn thing. It doesn't fix anything. And until we realize that we need to be going through, we need to be much better at psychologically profiling pretty much everybody. In school, they ought to do a better job of it. Look at what we have as a lack of being able to profile people, and this is where I believe in profiling, frankly. I believe in profiling in a lot of different ways. This is certainly one place to profile. Figure out what you're dealing with. Don't send them out there if you think they're going to come back. We don't need people. I'll tell you, when I went to Iraq and saw the number of people who were washing the general's car, and I walked over to this guy, and I said to him, I remember, this was how many years ago did I go? It was almost 10, no, 10 years ago, was it? How long ago did I go to Iraq, Kenny? You remember?
I don't know. Probably seven. Six, seven years ago.
Okay. So anyway, it was when things were winding down. And I remember walking out of, I was staying in one of the palaces, and I was on my own that morning, and I didn't have anybody around me, so nobody could tell me, no, you can't do it. So I walked out the door, and I walked down the street. And I went to the general's headquarters, and I walked in, and there was a guy washing the general's car. He was in his uniform. And so I started to talk to him. Nice looking guy. He was from Arkansas. I don't remember his name, but I remember where he was from. And I I asked him what his name was. He told me, I said, gee, how many tours have you had over here? He said, this is my third. I said, you washing cars? He said, yeah, because I'm not equipped. I've had PTSD. And the last time they sent me home, they said that I wouldn't be coming back again, and yet they called me up because they said they needed me. And so I said, they need you to wash the general's car? He said, yep, that's because when I got here, they determined that I wasn't fit for duty.
Wow.
This guy was there for 8 months washing the general's car. Hello? Tell me that makes any sense at all. Good God. Okay, I think I've made my point, or maybe made a couple of points. Food for thought. Think about it. Think about Bergdahl and all the other things that we've been yakking about here. Meanwhile, in a moment, Dr. Jack Stockwell is going to give us even more to think about. The costs of going to the hospital. What's that all about? We'll have that in a moment. 43 past the hour on Good Day.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
This multi-view report is brought to you by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Your child has cancer are among the scariest words a parent will ever hear. This year, the parents of 16,000 children in the U.S. will hear these words. 1 in 5 won't survive, but we can help. Join one of 58 St. Jude Walk Run to End Childhood Cancer events across the country to raise awareness and funds for research and treatment at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Funds raised ensure families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food, so they can focus on helping their child live. Rick Shadiak Jr., President and Chief Executive Officer of ALSAC St. Jude.
Despite significant progress made by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, which has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rates from 20% to more than 80% since the hospital opened in 1962, cancer remains the leading cause of death by disease for children over the age of one. St. Jude won't stop until no child dies from cancer.
Get involved this September, Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. Visit stjude.org/September.
45 past the hour now. Doug Steffens' Good Day program presenting Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is a Nooka chiropractor, also along with his wife responsible for the Forbidden Doctor podcasts. Every week he's here a couple of times because he makes a lot of sense And frankly, I enjoy talking to him because he's here with so much information. And he and his wife and his staff have produced this new product, the Long Life Energy Enzyme. This is a capsule that will help you save yourself from processed foods. If you've been eating really bad stuff all of your life, listen to Jack explain how this compound, because that's what it is, the Long Life Enzyme, works on you.
Well, it actually sends your pancreas on a vacation.
A pancreatic vacation?
Well,
what is that?
Yeah, pancreas. Well, the thing, the modern day diet is so full of sugar and it is so full of overly processed foods that the body has a hard time recognizing anymore. Your pancreas is on a full time job trying to handle the kind of stuff that we're constantly giving it.
Mm-hmm.
So you start off the morning with breakfast cereal and you end up going for a fast food lunch and then you end up eating dinner out of a box, a bag, or a can, and a whole day's experience of being involved with non-food items that we think is food is causing a rash of pancreatic problems around the country.
So if you take this product on an empty stomach, there are three powerful enzymes that work against the bad cells, rip open the coating of the bad cells, and destroy them so your immune system can be working. The immune system actually is enhanced, works better. This is a very important product. There, where you take four at a time. I haven't been taking enough.
Yeah, you start off in the morning with four about a half an hour before a good breakfast. If there's some pancreatic problems going on where the pancreas needs some additional help and support, you would take some more later in the day.
All right, eliminate heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, bloating, indigestion, all kinds of digestive distress. You hear Jack say, every bit of your health starts in your gut. So go to, it's pretty easy to find, go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, click on products, then click on the Long Life Energy Enzymes, and use the word Doug for a 10% discount. Long Life Enzyme Promo, it's Doug, 10% discount, okay? Long Life Enzymes, something as Jack explains, very good for you. Doug is the code you use at ForbiddenDoctor.com. All right, what's the podcast this week, by the way, at ForbiddenDoctor.com?
Oh, it's Forbidden Doctor Stories, the kind of feedback that we're getting now for the things that we've been recommending people to do to be able to take control of their own health, cure their own diseases, support their own increased function without ever having to leave home, and the stories that we're getting back in with the thousands upon thousands of people.
Must listen. This is must listen podcasting.
Yeah. Do it yourself.
The Forbidden Doctor, Jack and Mary Stockwell, putting this together. Okay, there's a study of a hospital in your backyard. University of Utah Healthcare Center in Salt Lake City has done a study of costs. And very interesting, the lady who runs the hospital did something that nobody else has thought of before. Gee, let's find out what it costs us to do business. Gee. So what do you glean from that, even though it's a sort of traditional medicine? Is this a step in the right direction?
Well, yes, it certainly is, because they find out that they're stepping over their own feet all the time. You know, the whole idea of the first do no harm.
Yeah.
But they found out that the inattention that a lot of these doctors will give to a patient ends up causing even more problems.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's the whole idea is to be able to alleviate suffering and attend to their needs, their desires, their interests, their inquiries. And a lot of people are just kind of pushed off to the side, like they're just another number. And they find out that this actually increases their own internal costs through inattention to the patient.
Yep. So that's something I hope. I mean, you're gonna. I said, make reference to it, because this is gonna be something people are gonna be talking about all week long. I think this is very important information.
Well, I think it is, because there seems to be this unemotional attachment that seems to be developing. And the same thing happened with my mother. Passed away at a hospital adjacent to the University of Utah Hospital when it was 2002. Excuse me, January 2002. She was in surgery entirely too long, so I finally called, and they gave me the head operating nurse in the operating room, and she says, "Oh, nobody got to you. Your mother didn't make it."
Yeah, nice.
She tells me that over the phone while I'm driving up the freeway to find out why my mother hasn't come out and said, oh, your mother didn't make it.
Yeah, that's what you call... Well,
that's the thing we're talking about.
Yeah, it is, exactly. Dr. Jack Stockwell, check out the Forbidden Doctor podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Past the hour now at today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. You know, this program is filled with all kinds of voices, alternative thinkers, people that will help you with advice, such as the case when we have Tech Talk time on. Greg Stebbin is here in a moment. We're going to talk about the Apple. Another new phone? Come on.
It's going to change your life?
No, it's not.
Yeah, no, this is the most important global event in the history of mankind.
No.
Yes, tomorrow
tomorrow
after the Apple event, everything, the sky will be a different color.
Really?
Yes.
It'll be bluer than blue.
You will fly like a bird. There will be world peace. Everything will change.
Wow. Man.
Can't wait.
Some phone.
I know.
Wow.
Zowie. Yeah.
Well, just in case that may not be the case.
Just in case.
Some alternative thinking needed
on
here.
On the remote possibility.
And we'll get to that in a moment. Tech Talk time here on Good Day.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
All right, so let's get to the announcement. Well, in the event that you don't want to get all excited about the unveiling of the new foolish phone this week, there may be a few other things that you ought to hear about. So instead of us wasting your time talking about something you're going to hear 7,000 different approaches to, how about we talk with Greg, who, by the way, is in charge of tech at menshealth.com/radio. You can see what he's tweeting about there. The Moto G. I said it sounded like a bad Japanese movie, but perhaps not, huh?
Well, the idea here is that as Apple, we think, you know, everything you're hearing about Apple is a rumor, including anything we say about them today. A few others will tell you that.
This is, by the way, this is not fact-based video. This is rumor-based video.
Well, it fits right in there.
We're getting a new jingle.
I am
rumor radio, the Doug Stephan Good Day Show.
I am going to tell you some facts about some other phones that are worth thinking about. Because, you know, historically, a new iPhone has been in the $650 to $950 price range. And on the Android side, the price of really great phones is not going up or staying the same. It's dramatically going down.
Why?
Well, there's a lot of reasons. One is there's a lot more competition amongst manufacturers who make Android phones.
Mm-hmm.
Competition tends to mean better devices or better stuff at a lower price.
So is Apple just really doing a great job of selling? It's the name. It's the recognition. Everybody knows how it works. People tend to look at it as the trend, or it sets the tone.
Well, the iPhone is a great phone. But Android, there are lots of great Android phones as well. And today there are at least two that I can think of that are every bit as good as the iPhone that exists today. I mean, I don't know what they're going to announce tomorrow. It, you know, it really may change life as we know it.
Yeah.
But my guess is it will be incrementally better and different than what we've seen today.
Huh.
So, if you know, if you're completely married to an iPhone and that's all you want, you're going to be choosing, I would guess, between a $650 to $950 phone and a fantastic Android phone
right.
That costs somewhere between $179
and
$400. And
Moto G is one of them?
Moto G on the low end is $179, and it's just a really good phone. It's not going to blow you away.
Yeah,
your friends are not going to fall down in front. It's completely functional. It'll work on any carrier. Instead of making a $200 down payment, you pay $179 and you
own
it.
What about the Moto? We only have a few seconds here. The Moto phone that costs $399.
That's the Moto X Pure Edition,
yeah.
And it is every bit as good a phone as an iPhone.
Really?
It's $400 instead of $800.
All right, half the price. Listen to what the man says. There's a song there someplace. Menshealth.com/radio. Greg Stebbin with us here on Good Day.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.